All right, we're going through the book of Acts in our reading as a congregation. So find Acts chapter number 8. Nasa Acts chapter 8 na tayo. And we saw the stoning of Stephen and how he prayed and saw the Lord Jesus standing for him. And a powerful testimony of a great martyr for the Lord, Deacon Stephen. Then chapter 8 begins the narration of Saul's persecution of the church and the scattering of the church. And as they scattered, they were preaching everywhere. And so you can see the plan of God is for them to reach not just Jerusalem, but Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And so, but they were scattered, meaning to say, part of the word scattered means planted. So diaspora has the idea of being, yes, scattered, but also planted. So the Lord was using that as a method of planting churches everywhere, motivated by the persecution. So we'll read that in chapter 8, and we'll go ahead and read from verse number 1 hanggang verse number 13. We'll look at one example of a church plant situation in Samaria, the city inside the region of Samaria. So the city's name is Samaria. The region that it's in is in Samaria. And so, but Philip, the other deacon, will be used in that situation. So Acts chapter 8, verse 1 to 13. If you have it, would you stand to your feet for the reading of God's word? And we'll read it responsively. So mauna ako sa verse 1, kayo ang verse 2, sa akin ang 3, sa inyo ang 4, and so on hanggang maabot natin ang verse 13. Pagdating sa verse 13, sabay-sabay natin basahin. We'll read it together, all right? Acts chapter 8, verse 1, let me begin. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles.
And 12 men carried Stephen to his burial, and made great lamentation over him.
As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house, and hailing men and women, committing them to prison.
Therefore, they left scattered abroad, went everywhere, preaching the word.
Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them.
And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did.
For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed.
And there was a great joy in that city.
There was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one.
To whom they all gave heed from the least of the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God."
And to him they had regard, because of that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries.
But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women.
Together, then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued to Philip, and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. So again, ng bookmark, may God bless the reading of His Word. You may be seated.